everybody knows that you got the juice.
You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
We dive into some baseball topics as we say hello to Alexa Datt of Major League Baseball. Thanks for joining us, Alexa. How are you?
Of course, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad you're great. Were you surprised this morning to see Robinson Cano, and will this always linger around Major League Baseball that every once in a while, performance-enhancing drugs will continue to rear their ugly head?
Well, the thing about Robinson Cano and the difference between Cano and some of the other suspensions that we've seen was that he was not banned for a PED. He did not ingest a performance-enhancing drug. Rather, he was banned for something he took as a masking agent or a diuretic. So the difference there is minuscule, and if you want to mince words, that's kind of the difference there. But basically, he tested positive in the DR where he calls home over winter. MLB went down there to test him. And, you know, he decided that he wasn't going to appeal because he wasn't likely to win. And it just happened to be a coincidence that it was when he was hurt. But, yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's one of those things that's going to linger around baseball. Guys are going to see what they can get away with. And things like that. But it really is a shame because here's a guy who, you know, whose name had never really come up in the conversation. He's been such an Iron Man, such a workhorse. I mean, he's only been in the DL like twice in his life. And, you know, he's only missed a handful of games out of like the 2000 that he's played since 2007. So just been pretty incredible. I think he's played every game so far this season. And unfortunately, he gets, hurt with that hand injury, breaking his hand. But it really is a shame when you hear the good guys in the game, you know, not that you really know the difference, but when you hear guys like Robinson Cano, who you really always thought were, man, this guy's a pure professional baseball hitter, be associated with a ban for a performance-enhancing substance.
Well, and Alexa, of course, here in Vancouver, we're close to Seattle. James Paxton's been in the studio here. He was on the show last week after his no-hitter. So Vancouverites, a default Mariner fans. And that's where I wonder. You see Cano, who's done everything right in his career, but everyone wants to take the moral high ground. And I wonder, do you think fans just, if you're a Mariners fan, you're going, really? That's half the year, man. I don't want to buy your jersey anymore. Are fans trying to take the higher ground and going, you know what? Yeah, just play it the right way and it doesn't matter the old do anything to win. Will fans be upset with this?
I think so. I think only because, you know, the Mariners got off to a pretty great start in a tough division. They've got the longest playoff drought in professional sports, and it was really looking like a positive season. Nelson Cruz and Robinson Cano looked like they were kind of turning the clock back a little bit. Dee Gordon had been great, and then you got James Paxton. So there was just so many positives going on with this team so far this season. I mean, if I'm a fan, I just think, man, this is going to be really tough, especially for his teammates. You know, Dee Gordon going through this and Nelson Cruz too, and you know, so many other guys on this squad who have really given it their all this season and really said, you know what, despite what people say about this team, we're going to work hard and we're going to be there in the conversation for the postseason by the end. And they really have. They've really been in the mix to make people, you know, believe in them, and to have this, you know, come out, it's really just a shame.
Well, Alexa, as you mentioned, the M's are in that playoff and wild card discussion. What do you think this does to their chances?
I think it absolutely destroys them. I mean, it's awful. Cano isn't eligible to play in the postseason if they get there. He's not going to be eligible to return till sometime in August. And I think this is a really big spot for them where, you know, they could potentially decide to maybe move Dee Gordon to fill that spot. But then what do you do in the outfield? And, you know, Cano has been playing well this season. He had kind of reinvented himself as a hitter, which some people were, you know, kind of confused about, but also pleasantly surprised about. But I think that when you take a look at it, it was a small sample size, but when you take a look at it, people were saying, you know, this could really be the start of something good for this team this season. And it really just is a shame. It's a big hit for this team, especially with such the high hopes that they had and a lot of other guys on the squad playing well.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Alexa Datt of the MLB Network. And Alexa, one of the teams that the Mariners are chasing are the Angels. And Shohei Ohtani continues to roll, struck out 11 over the weekend, has hit home runs off of Corey Kluber and Luis Severino. Are you more impressed by his pitching or his hitting at this point?
Yeah, it's hard to tell, right? I mean, I think that's kind of the most impressive part, is that it's the whole package. And that's what I love about it. And just watching this guy, whether it's on the mound or in the batter's box, is pretty incredible. But if I had to say one or the other, I think I would say is hitting, only because if you're a pitcher, you don't expect a guy to get up there and do what he's doing when he is in the batter's box. The other cool things about him are just he's got this, like, these mannerisms that either are, you know, from his home country, or, you know, that just separate himself a little bit from the everyday player. A couple of the reporters were kind of noting he's the only player who spits sunflower seeds into a cup rather than just on the floor and, you know, dirty and gross everywhere in the dugout, which I thought was really interesting. And also, you know, when he's asked about reporters asking these interesting questions all the time in his post-game press conference, somebody recently said, what's the highest number of pitches you've ever thrown in Japan? And he turned to him and he said, look it up on your phone. So it's like he just kind of, like, he's so this, like, young guy mentality of, you know, he can kind of have fun and have a good time, and he's got this confidence, yet he's still, you know, it has this nature to him that, you know, he comes from Japan and he's very polite and, you know, a little bit conservative as well. So I just love the juxtaposition, as well as the fact that he's absolutely crushing it both on the mound and when he swings the bat. It's the best storyline in baseball right now, hands down. It's my favorite thing to watch.
He's environmentally friendly. How do you not love that? It's interesting, though. Don't you think, considering a lot of people in the wintertime, and he shook off the Yankees, a lot said, hey, he doesn't want the glare of New York City. But now, as we get to see this young man, his ability with the bat and on the mound, and as you say, Alexa, the personality that he's willing to show, wouldn't they have just eaten him up in New York? They would have loved it.
They would have loved it, but they also would have scrutinized his every move. Yeah. And, you know, had he struggled a little bit, I mean, they would have killed him for his spring training. And you never know what that does to a young guy. I don't think it would have affected him, because to me, he seems like he's got the confidence of all get out. But you never know. So that could have played a factor. To me, I think he just wants to be that guy. He wants to be the star. And for him, you know, obviously he plays on a team with Mike Trout, but I think a lot of it has to do with the Japanese players, that the footsteps that he follows in, because he doesn't want to be the next X or Y from Japan. He wants to be the player from Japan that's, you know, kind of making his mark on a franchise. And he said, listen, the Angels are a good place for me to be able to do that. I was shocked, honestly, that he was booed by the Mariners. When he went there and they booed him, I thought, man, what a terrible thing. When you look back on this guy's career, you're going to say, you know, if you were a Mariners fan back then, I get it, you were scorned, but you were booing one of the greatest players, and you just didn't, you know, you were so short-sighted you weren't able to see that. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, you're based out in New York. The Yankees in the last 13 have won 11 against some of the best teams in baseball. Is New York and Yankee Nation sold on Aaron Boone yet? Are they saying this is just all on the players at this point?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I think Boone gets credit for when they do well, and he also, you know, gets more of the credit when they don't do well, or the blame, I guess I should say. But I think it's more, you know, Aaron Boone is there, and he's doing kind of what they thought he would do, which is, you know, be a player's coach kind of a guy, and, you know, he helps these young guys out if they have questions, but he basically, you know, just kind of lets these guys go. And it's really awesome to see. Yeah, you said that they had such success recently against some of these teams. Their streak so far has been really incredible. They swept the Angels. They took 3 of 4 from the Astros. They swept the Indians, took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. And now they have the Nationals, and then a couple series into the future, they've got the Angels and the Astros again coming up. So I'm really excited to see the squad. What I love about it is not only is this monster lineup performing, you also have the pitching staff has been so good. If you would have told me that at this point in the season, CeCe Sabathia and Masahiro Tanaka are good pitchers, great pitchers, and also consistent, I would have said, you're absolutely joking. There's no way. We all know what Luis Severino could do. We saw it last year as he was one of the Cy Young finalists. But these other guys in the rotation, you know, kind of had some question marks about how, you know, the longevity of their career would go and their consistency, and they're absolutely outperforming our expectations, which is so fun. And then the bullpen, which we knew on paper looked great, had a really rough start to the season. So they've been awesome too, kind of blowing people out of the water. So that's been really great. And then just the offense. I mean, watching these guys hit home runs is one of my favorite things. Didi Gregorius is getting tons of credit at the beginning of the year because he was having an outstanding year. Now he's in a bit of a slump. It doesn't matter because he's got so many other guys there on the bench to to and in the lineup to carry him. So it really is fun to watch this team. They're doing it from all avenues, hitting on all cylinders.
Alexa, not only are you dialed in on baseball, you're a huge Washington Capitals fan. I know that going back when we used to chat on your one of your shows back in the day. How are you feeling about your Capitals right now? You're in a two-game lead here on the Lightning. How are you feeling?
Oh, Randy, if you know me too well, man, I'm telling you, I'm a little bit in the, kind of a dream state scenario still, or can I like come out from that dream state and realize that this is reality, that the Capitals are actually in this situation? I mean, everyone was saying that, you know, this is going to be a tough series against the Lightning, and it hasn't even looked slightly like it was going to be a bit of difficulty for this team. And it's incredible. I mean, Lars Eller is my new favorite player. Lars Eller is incredible. Hopefully Backstrom, fingers crossed, could come back. That would be really fun to see. But Alex Ovechkin deserves this. We've been waiting for so long as, you know, D.C. area sports fans for Ovi to kind of get his comeuppance and to finally get the credit to, you know, for being the guy that he's always been. So it's finally awesome to see a lot of this talent and, you know, all the success from the regular season translating into the postseason. We'll see how far it goes, but up 2-0, fingers crossed, I'm feeling good.
Alexa, I don't mean to bring you into the issues we have in our studio and in our news and sports offices today, but as you said, you grew up in the D.C. area. You're a University of Maryland graduate, are you not? So highly educated, right? Now, we want to play you a piece of audio, and we mentioned it to our listeners. It is dividing North America right now because it's just a simple name, and unbelievably, you can hear it two different ways. We'll play it for you, and what people are hearing, and some right together with us, you hear either Laurel, or some people look and go, no, the person said Yanny. I can't believe it, so if you will bear with us, our producer Dom will play this a few times, and then we'd like to ask you how you hear this, because we're trying to get to the bottom of how people hear this differently. Here it is.
Laurel. Laurel.
What did you hear, Alexa?
That says Yanny to me.
What? You're kidding me!
What? No, you're kidding me! What? How do you hear Yanny?
That's crazy.
Seriously.
Is this a gold dress, blue dress?
It is.
It is, but we didn't know they have it for... Yeah, we didn't know they have it for audio. That's what we're saying. It's like the old gold... dress, blue dress.
Insane.
You heard Yanny.
Wait. So what do you guys hear?
I hear Laurel.
Like
yeah.
Laurel. There is no way it's anything else. I've listened to it so many
wow.
times. And you know, Alexa, people across, you know, in the office, and they go, oh, that's Yanny. And I'm going, how? And you heard, well, sometimes I question the American education system. I don't want to.
Believe me too.
Well, there you go. Here's what you can do for the rest of the couple of days around the house in the office. Play that and see what people say. That's amazing that you heard Yanny.
Yeah, I'm seeing it trend on Twitter now, so it's a pretty big deal, huh?
Hey, this show's a big deal, and it's a big deal that you joined us. We appreciate it. Thanks, Alexa. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll do this again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Alexa.
There is Alexa Datt. You can catch her work on Major League Baseball. Sportsnet 650.